We're in Tav Nun Beis, the Ramah, at the end of Al Chaos. So the Mechaber had told us all the things you have to do about kashering on Erev Pesach, all the kulas that you may have if you kashered before the fourth hour, and then all the chumras you have now for that. And the Ramah says, "V'mloy hikol kodim zani suri," if you didn't kasher before the end of the fourth hour, so then yachol lahagil ad Pesach, you can kasher the whole Erev Pesach. Meaning, and you have to follow all the chumras. That's what the Mechaber talked about. But you can kasher the rest of the day until Pesach. But you can't. He means nothing. But you can't kasher on Pesach. Sh'aras hachametz b'mashu. Once it comes Pesach, hachametz b'mashu. Ve'en amol hagol. It won't help to do any hagol. Sh'choriz rebolea, because any bleed that goes out will come right back in. So hachametz b'mashu. So you can't have shishim connected. Shishim, the word connected to kli is not going to help. The kli being ene b'nyam is not going to help. We'll get to that in a second. So you can't kasher on Pesach. Let me just explain that part. You can't, if it'll be any binyamin, you won't be able to kasher either, because there's a machlokes in Tafnim Zayin. The Mechaber says that any binyamin is mutter on Pesach. Just like any binyamin, but the other is mutter the whole year round, it's also mutter on Pesach. And the Ramah there is machmir. The Ramah there brings from a Rashba, and he's machmir to say that any binyamin is asur. And so, therefore, how are you going to kasher on Pesach? You can try to kasher on Chol HaMoed. The bleed is going to go out. It'll be any binyan, but it'll make the water chametzik, and then that water will make the kli chametzik again. So you won't have gained anything. So therefore, you're not to kasher on Pesach. Avo mutter laban kli tach Pesach, but you can do liban on Pesach because liban. This is because everybody says, except for some achronim, but just about every single person says that there's a difference between liban and hagol. Hagol draws the bleed out of the water. So therefore you have a chash that the water can go back in, the bleed can go back in, but liban doesn't draw the bleed out, it burns the bleed, it incinerates the bleed, and since it destroys the bleed, so no question of it coming out and having to go back in. But there's nothing to go back, it didn't come out, and it's not anything, it's just being completely...
If you know that liban is moist, then you have to chash it goes back in.
So now, if you would hold like that, in theory you would, okay, now, we've talked about this. There's a Prima Gadim who talks about it. He says, what about by leaving cow? He says, by leaving cow, he thinks that what happens is the bleed is drawn out, not that it gets burned. Because to burn, you need leaving gumbo. So leaving cow is draws it out. So he says, sure, that if so, you should not be allowed to do leaving cow on Pesach. Or when it's a Ben Yemer, because the bleed will come out and it will be reabsorbed afterwards. Okay, now, most people do not agree with that. We talked about this back when, whoever. Most people don't agree with that because... There's no method for it. First of all, there's no way for it to get back in. There's no medium for it, no liquid for it to get back in with.
Well, and second, the bleed itself is liquid.
The bleed itself is a liquid. Okay. I don't know what you call it. Okay.
If you believe it, it's a bleed.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, okay. But how does it go back in though? It goes
a liquid.
It's not.
It goes into the air. What's it going to take it back in? If it's sending it out. Why should
I just?
It's redoubled to the sun. The first second is just the sun.
I actually just saw I think it's Prima Gadol who says. who says that he says, you know, when he says there's no bleed goes from one kli to another kli without roitzim in between. He said if there's a tiny bit of moisture, he says it doesn't count. When you say bleed roitzim, it has to be a meaningful amount. Again, it's a right from Michal Yaakov who talks about when you have a covered kli, there's no bleeds go through. And but he says there's always a tiny bit of moisture. That tiny bit doesn't count. Okay, so I don't know how much is coming out, but we assume that's
it. But there's a better answer.
The better reason is because there's a din in your day that if a little bit of
I don't know if that's a good raya.
Because
you don't want to go from one kli to another kli. You want to use roitim, so maybe you need meaningful amount of roitim, but when it's coming out,
just to get in.
Roitim itself is going back in over
here. Fine.
If you have a drop of tray for roitim or something,
okay, let's instead of arguing with that, but the simple cash on it is that the din is that if a little bit of the end rolls under a kli, it makes a bleed, but if it's on the fire, it doesn't. And the reason is because that little bit amount of the end gets burnt up before it gets absorbed. So over here, the little bit that's left, whatever little bit's coming out, obviously it says little.
It's
going to be burnt because you're using the fire. Okay, so anyhow, that's a little bit. But anyway, so I'm leaving Gomer. The Mechaber's not leaving Gomer. He says, no, you can't
do leaving Gomer. Even if whichever sheet you hold, that's after you only stuff from Koyimai. Even if you hold it, might be the bleed of
Chumash. So you're saying, so therefore, maybe really even Liban Gum also draws it out, right. And there's no right from this in, because in this case, it's drawing it out, but it's burning it up immediately. Okay. You could say that, but the simple answer, the simple explanation is like everybody, just about 90% of people say is that Liban burns it, destroys it, and Hagol draws it out. Okay, so that's the simple reason why you don't have to worry about it. Okay. Now, Lastly, the Rambam says, "Choshamagol koydin Pesach." If you do a goal before Pesach,
so you could do leaven on Pesach.
You can do leaven on Pesach. Yes, you can. And actually, usually you think of doing kashrus on Chol Moed. There's a din in Tav Kuf Tes, maybe whatever it is, that you can do leaven kal on Yom Tov. So he's not talking about Pesach. And Hilchos Yom Tov, it's Tikkun Mona, but leaven kal you can do if you do it right, because when you preheat the kli to put it into the oven, you could get a leaven kal thrown in by that also. So you might even be able to do it on Yom Tov itself, but that's not what he means. He means it's really for Chol Moed that you're allowed to do leaven. Okay, Choshamagul Koyin Pesach. When you do Hagol before Pesach, La'achar Sheish, after the sixth hour, which Mishnah Berurah says means after the fourth hour. Okay, he's doing La'achar Sheish, but it means La'achar the fourth hour, when the Chometz is also. Tzorach Lizor B'chol Advarim Hanuskarim, Shein Tzorach Lizor B'chol Advarim Sheish. Whatever the Mechaber said, that before Sheish you don't have to be Machmur for those things, he's speaking out, but after Sheish you do have to. Okay, he's just telling you the Mechalav, is Atash Mehem, that after the time of that Chometz is also, you have to be Choshish. For the things that Kriyas B'ein, Ben Yoyim Ariyah has to, or Shishim, all the things that the Mechaber talked about, that we talked about last time. Okay, so what we're going to talk about is, the Rama said, really, he's bringing you the end of a din that he said in Tafman Zayin, which is Chametz, which is Eina Ben Yomer, is Aser on Pesach. Okay, I believe that's Eina Ben Yomer usually around, so that Eina Ben Yomer is Mutter. The belief that comes out in the Yom is Mutter, and a Pesach is Aser. Okay, that's the Machlokes in Tafman Zayin. The Rama is Machmir in Tafman Zayin. Okay, so the first thing is, that is to say, the Mechaber who holds that Chomet is Eina Ben Yomer is Mutter on Pesach, but yeah, of course it's Mutter on Pesach, will hold that you can cash on Pesach, which is why the Mechaber doesn't say anything like this. Okay, this is all a Ramah, because it's Ramah, so to speak, Lashita says, Ramah holds that you can't kasher, that Eina Ben Yomer is Asher on Pesach, so the Ramah holds that on Pesach you can't kasher. The Mechaber holds that Chometz is Asher B'Masher, so you can't kasher with using Shishim connected to Kli on Pesach, but you could kasher by using Eina Ben Yomer, that you could. According to the Mechaber, you'd be allowed to do that. If you could use Eina Ben Yomer, you could kasher like that. It's just the Ramah who holds.
What do you mean? By Eina Ben Yomer, okay, yes. We do say there's a
mashal of
Bliyas,
so there's a mashal of Tafim Zayin. Even though Chomet is mashal, and even though in your day we're machmir to say that that Eina Ben Yomer there is food in the air, it's just that it's lafkam. There's a mashal of whether on Pesach you have to be choshish for that b'diavad. When the food came to your food b'diavad, the mashal holds you don't have to. If you by mistake use a Chomet to take a pot on Pesach. Every time you do Hagolah, that's always that's the same as B'dieved, because this is a run that when the bleed comes out of the kli, it goes into the water. You have no interest in the water and getting bleed into there, so that you don't have to be worried about that you're being bitless and chatchila and things like that. Every time you catch an Eina Ben Yomer, you're being relying on the fact that Eina Ben Yomer is mutter B'dieved. That you're always relying on that. Every time you catch with a kli of Eina Ben Yomer, you know, drawing the bleed.
Normally, you mean. Because normally it's only a mashu, the bleed is only a mashu, so it's bottom of the water, so it's bottom
of the water.
It's not a mashu.
Every
time you kasher, you say the kli is Eina Ben Yomer. You have all this kli coming into your water, you say, oh, but it's Eina, it's lafkam, so don't worry about it.
Now, don't we say that it has a bit of a, this machlok is not a mashu, no.
Yes. Not whether it's a mashu. The machlok is whether, when the kli is in the kli, is the bliya lishvach or lefkam? If you were to take a bite out of the kli, right. If you to somehow get it out, would it be lish? So we're machmir to say that it's considered lishvach. In there, it's still an edible. Not lishvach. It's an edible. It's not inedible. It's still edible while it's in there. And when it comes out, it's lefkam into other foods. And therefore, we hold that it has to be both the broyf. That's what you're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's machlok. It's not an
ashra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of them holds that it loses mamish, it's garnished.
It's inedible. One holds that it becomes nisla me'achila. And since it's nisla me'achila, so it's nothing. It's not ashra at all. And the other one holds that no, it's not nisla me'achila. And that has to do with Tafim Zayin. That child on Tafim Zayin is dependent, has to do with the tribe for Zayin also. It's all related. Okay. But today, we're going to talk about a different thing. The Ramah is saying, a chumrah, that since you can't kasher, since chametz that's Eina Ben Yomer is asher on Pesach, therefore, you can't kasher. That's a chumrah. Okay? So we're going to talk about the Chacham Tzvi, a very famous Chacham Tzvi, who makes a kula out of this din. Okay? So we'll get to how he gets to the kula in a second, but first let's just say how he starts off. The Chacham Tzvi says, it's a very well-known tshuva, he says like this. Here's a kasher. We mentioned a din a few weeks ago that a person, if you have a barrel that's held together with a paste made out of flour and water, like most barrels are, even today, you have the barrel filled with flour and water. If that barrel sits for 2 months without being used, dry that for 2 months, you could use it for Pesach. Because we say the flour and water, it's as pure hummus as you could get. The flour and water paste that's in there becomes dried out and becomes not edible, and it can't answer the wine that you can put in afterwards. Okay, to the point that you can even put leave wine in there on Pesach. I mean, even if the bleeds are coming out on Pesach, you could still use it. It's okay. Okay, that is completely considered dried out. You could do whatever you want.
2 months, the shears?
2 months. That's the shears. 2 months. So the Chacham says, wait. If in 2 months a paste of absolutely pure hummus, okay, absolutely pure hummus, can dry out in 2 months and be considered nothing completely, and you can put wine into it and leave wine in there on Pesach, he says, well, why don't we say the same thing for a bliya? Why don't we say that if a bliya sits in the kli for a certain amount of time, then it should become so dried out that it should become mutter? He says, you can only imagine that the bliya has a similar din to the be'en. If be'en can, if we have a shear, in 2 months it gets dried out. So there must be some kind of a shear for the bliya. I don't want to say that it's going to be 2 months. Maybe that's pushing it. He says, but I have a raya. I have a shear of when it should be, how long it should take. Okay. So now before he gets to the shear, there's a side point, which is according to what you mentioned just a second ago, the Ram and the Rashba. If we would have had to guess, when does it become so dried out that it becomes not edible? Okay, it's a machlokes rishonim, or partially it's a machlokes rishonim. According to those who hold that when it's ain't a binyan, it becomes nifsal me'achila. Right, there are those rishonim. I forget if it's the Rashba Ram that we're just talking about. And it becomes nifsal me'achila when it becomes ain't a binyan. That's the shear. After 24 hours of being in a kli, it becomes nifsal me'achila. So according to some rishonim, we know exactly what it is. After 24 hours, it's nifsal me'achila. But but we're machmir for the others who say that it stays in royal achila even after 24 hours. So that's sort of who he's going to. So he says, I have a shear. I know what the shear is. They said, look in Hilchos Kli Yayin. The din is that if you have a barrel that was used for Stam Yayin, and the barrel sits for 12 months, then you're allowed to use the barrel without kashering it. Okay? We say that the bliya that's in there dries up. That's the word that it uses. It dries up and it becomes inedible. And now you could use the barrel without kashering. So for a paste of chametz, the shear is 2 months. 2 months of paste of chametz be'en takes 2 months. Because you want to know how much the shear is for a bliya, there's the din. That if it sits for 12 months, it becomes mutter. You're allowed to use the kli. So he says, so misfara, you should say that after 12, even though ene ben yomer, it's really mutter, it would be mutter midraisa, there's a xer ene ben yomer, after ben yomer. But after 12 months, you should be allowed to use the kli without kashering at all. Okay, there's no more kli there at all. So now, you can ask me, it's an obvious question. So why don't he say himself as kliyayin? How come it doesn't say that every place else? Why does it only say it in one place that you could do like that? So he says like this. He says, if you have a kli that is usher when it's ain't a binyamin, okay, that's usher when it's ain't a binyamin, so then you now use it when it's binyamin. I'm sorry, if you have a kli that's mutter b'di'evit when it's ain't a binyamin, okay, so then we're choshish that people will end up using it instead of waiting 12 months, they'll wait less than 12 months. Okay, we have a chash that since the kli is mutter b'di'evit after 24 hours, so people will make the mistake and not get to 12 months straight. And so it's like a gzera, more than 12 months up to less than 12 months. But if you have a kli that's also even when it's ain't binyamin, okay, so then no one's going to end up making that mistake. So we'll say that even if you wait after 12 months, then it's mutter l'chatchila to use the kli. And he says, now I'm not sure what he's talking about. He says, but Hilchos Kli Yayin, kelim of yayin are also even in the binyamin. I think he means within that kelim of wine, mishaberech, because wine is special. I don't exactly understand this, but I'm saying what I'm assuming he means. So it stays l'shvach even after when it's in the binyamin, and therefore, since any kli which stays usher even when it's ain't a binyamin, when it becomes 24 months, when it comes after 12 months, it's mutter to use the kli l'chatchila.
Well, we make the same there. We make ain't a binyamin to binyamin. We make
so he says so we should make the same zera 12 months up to ain't not 12 months. Okay,
that ain't a binyamin to binyamin, right?
Yes,
the same zera should apply by one
minute. I don't remember what it says about that. So he said so by kli yayin is the normal case. He says, but there's another case. He says by chametz, according to the Ramah, who holds that chametz, which is any benyamin, is usher. So we will usher any keli of chametz as any benyamin. We'll say it's usher. You're not allowed to use it in Cain. If the 12 months, you should be allowed to use it. Okay. So he says chametz according to the Ramah is the same as klei yayin. So the reason why he only says the din by yayin is because yayin is the only food that stays usher when it's any benyamin. And chametz has a similar thing. Chametz, according to the Ramah, is a chumrah. According to the Ramah, is chumrah. That chametz is any ben yomer stays also. So we have a kula that will end up that after 12 months, you can use it without kashrut. You can use it without kashrut. So he says, he's not ready to say that it's mutar l'chatchila. The case that he's talking about is a case of b'dieved. Okay, so what he says is, he holds that at least b'dieved you should say that it's mutar after 12 months. But his svara is that it should be mutar after, there's two levels to svara. One level is that, at least for Pesach, in theory, it should be mutar l'chatchila. And if you really go back to what he said, his original kasha, which was, if taste could dry it in 2 months, that's the end, then surely bleah should dry out, it should be fully soon. Okay, and he has to try to finagle a way around it. Okay, there's different levels of what he says. Okay, so now, there's a prima gadim about this Chacham Tzvi. It's in Kuf Gimel, which is about Eina Ben Yamin. And he says like this. He says that the Machlokes, he brings others to argue in the Chacham Tzvi, the Panim Iris, who I think is related to him. Maybe you can tell me. I think that he's related to him. I think the Panim Iris is related to the Chacham Tzvi, somehow, I think. Okay, who argues on him. If I remember, I saw someplace that they had tshuvas to each other back and forth about this shayla. The Panim Iris.
What's the shayla again?
About whether if a kli that's ain't been yom, if a kli that hasn't been used for 12 months, if you could use it without kashrut. So we're talking about there's a famous Chacham Tzvi, that's what we're talking about, that who holds that you could do it in certain cases.
Nice.
By chametz you could do it. But he doesn't say that, no, he says by chametz.
Yeah.
And he says actually in cases of b'dieved. Okay, we'll get to the Hefzim.
It's okay if it was used, right?
Even if it was used during the 12 months?
For kosher.
Right. I don't know. You're saying it's because what's the difference? I don't know because it's supposed to be drying out and become, now in klei yayin, oh, you're right, because in klei yayin, even if it was used in between. That's only for kosher. I think it says that even if it held water in between, that it's considered to be dried up. I'm not sure. He's talking about his mamash from Sinai, which is the normal, what people are talking about this house, things that were not used at all. Okay, but it's negayah, yes, it's negayah in companies who
they
use it for 12 months.
And then you know, you use kosher for the next 12 months, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that the din by klei yayin is that it is. Okay, I think that even if it was used in between, it's still sick. I don't remember. We can check that. So the Prima Gadim says, he says the machlokes is like this. He says, I'm not giving you all the details, because I don't know them, but the Prima Gadim says like this. He says, some hold, the Chacham Tzvi holds, that if a be'en could dry out and become inedible after 12 months, by him it's a kol shekein that a bliya could do that. The bliya is even less of a be'en. And the others hold that the fact that the bliya is inside of the kli keeps it protected. It keeps it from becoming dried out. I mean, they would agree in theory that it can get dried out and become mutter, but the kli is, so to speak, protecting it and helping it, stopping it from getting dried out. Okay? That's what he says. That's how he runs the chat. And the Prima Gadim says another thing, which just, I don't understand it. I don't know enough to understand it. He says that even the machmirim will agree that if it's only kavush, and he says, of any iser, then it's the 12 months it'll be mutter. Okay, even the machmirim will agree that if the way the thing became usher was through kavush, without any heat, then after 12 months it will become mutter also. And the only machlokes is when it became a bliyah of through heat, then they hold that the bliyah stays strong even after 12 months. Okay, and one of his rayas is, he says, the Gemara says, like Kli Cheres, HaTorah He'idah She'ena Yotze Mitoch Dofer La'olam, that the bliyah never leaves. He says, what do you mean never? According to Chacham Tzvi, after 12 months, we should say that it's gone. There's no more bliyah left at all. Why does the Torah say, and there are others bring such riots like this? He says, why does the Gemara say that it never leaves it? Never, it's not true, never. There's a shear of 12 months. Okay, so that tells you that inside of a kli, once blew into a kli, it's more protected and it can last for longer. Okay, that's it. Okay, now.
What do you say from that? What are you showing from
there? He's showing from there that even though the end might dry out at a certain amount of time, but a bliya stays. It doesn't disappear.
Okay, you're still in a view. That's not the coverage and
all that. No, two different things. I'm sorry. Oh. Two different things. No, I'm sorry. I'm not connected to the coverage. There's just back to his original
writing.
See, that's one of the writings that they asked on Chacham Tzvi. Yeah, he just. So we say, according to those who try to follow that Eina Binyamin becomes completely inedible, Lachaira, this whole Chacham sees is we don't know what
to say.
Oh, how will the Gemara understand the Eina Binyamin?
I'm not
sure. I don't know. Don't worry about it. I mean, it gets spoiled and rotten.
Then again.
It might be spoiled, but you just can't get it out. So usually, once it's anybody, who cares, you can't get it out. Well, you really don't care, but it's as far as whether it maybe could become spoiled. Okay. Fine. This is not the strongest writing book. Okay. So now, the next thing is like this. Rabbi Kreike asks a question. He says, you're telling me that this din is not specific to Kreyayim. It's really for any Isser where the food stays for more than 12 months. It could apply to other cases. He says, I don't know. He says, there's a bunch of Rishonim who say that din is, they say it's specific, a special kula for Stam Yayin. They don't connect it to any of these things, and they don't see, I don't think that we're trying to say these words, but L'shitasai, the Rajba is the one who holds that when a Kli, our Ramah comes from a Rajba. The Rajba holds that when a Kli, on Pesach, he's the one who says that it's also Kli on Pesach. He says that part of Chometz being Asr Mashu is that when Chometz is Ainah B'Yamim, it's also Asr. So how can you say that the Rajba says the din of waiting 12 months, that if the 12 months become Mutar, is only by Kliyayim? So the Rajba himself is the one who should say, no, according to the Rajba, according to the Chacham Tzvi's Cheshbon, he should say, oh, by Chometz also should be Mutar. So what is it? So how can you tell me that it's only a din by, that din over there, it's not just by Kliyayim, it's by any kind of a din that would apply to all kinds of cases. This is not true. The Rajba is a special for Kliyayim. Okay? And if it'll help you hear it in a different way, Ramosha gives a shot in what the Chacham Tzvi says. Why should it be special by Yayin? Okay, this will maybe help understand the Pringham's question, the Rafaeg's question. What's the reason why it's only by Kliyayin? What's special about Yayin? Why? How does anybody understand why it's only by Yayin that you should be after 12 months? So Ramosha says, the issue of Stam Yayin is different than all the other issues we know about. Because that follows. Wine is usher because it has a chashivas to it. Wine is not usher just because it's the etzem usher, like a piece of chazer is usher because it is a piece of chazer. A diluted piece of chazer is as usher as a regular piece of chazer. I mean, totally, it's not nice in town, but a diluted piece is just as usher as any other piece. But diluted wine, when wine becomes bottle b'shisha, it doesn't have its chashivas anymore, it's not wine anymore. So wine is only usher because it has the chashivas of wine. When it loses that, it becomes not usher at all. So he says, so therefore wine has its isser is different than other kinds of foods. So if the wine sits for 12 months to the point that it's dried out, Ramosh says, it's not becoming nisal me'achil, at 12 months it's becoming dried out to the point that it doesn't have that chashivas of wine. He says, so then it loses it's isser that it has along with it. It's like, I know it's not that, but it's like being mevatel b'shisha. Because you're making it not as chashiv as it was before. So maybe real foods, they don't become this much. Nothing special happens after 12 months. But what happens is that after this much of time, they become so dried out that they're not, doesn't have that chashivas anymore, and it would be mutter than that. So Rav Moshe wants to say, l'inyan, he says is the same thing should apply then if you have from milchik to fleishik. He says his true review is about a person who had china from the great grandmother, and they had very valuable china that they wanted to sell to someone, and it was, I think, fleishig, and they wanted to sell to someone who would buy it but wanted to use it for milchus, and it was a big hefshit. So Ramosha says the Chacham Tzvi is cooler about something that has been used for 12 months, also applies going from basar to chalav. He says because basar also has a similar din. This is din of not bar not by basar and chalav, which is when something is fleishig, and the time gets weakened, it becomes mutter also. It no one can make things usher anymore. He says, you see a similar idea. He says, wine doesn't even have that din. Wine doesn't even have the din of not bar not. So things that Basar also has this thing that when you weaken it, it becomes not Basar anymore, so to speak. In a little bit of a different way, but it becomes not Basar also. So he says, so from Basar the Chol, the Chacham sees it also applies. Okay, so that helps. Okay, so now Rav Moshe says, there's a different from Rav Moshe who says a whole different angle on the Chacham Tzvi. He says like this. He says, we would think, and this has to do with what Rav Krieger talks about in his Tshuva, but Rav Moshe says like this. You would think, if you were to explain this din of, after 12 months something happens, what would be the gzera, and we say in a regular Kli, let's use a Kli for Treif. After 12 months, the Chacham Tzvi says, no, you can't use it even after 12 months. You would understand that that's an extension of the din of the gzer ena bin yom atzah bin yom. Really, after 24 hours, the kli becomes mutter. The Chacham said, no, even after 24 hours, it's mutter anyhow. Because we're afraid you're going to use it within 24 hours. And now we would think is that you would say it like this. Now, 12 months later, the iser goes to an even lower level. It went from being ena bin yom to being 12 months old. It's even worse. Really, it should be mutter l'chatchila at that point. So you would think that the iser after 12 months is really a loy plug of the din of ena bin yomer. Really, after 24 hours, it's mutter. Chacham said, gzer ena bin yomer ota bin yomer, and they gave no expiration for that ena bin yomer. They said, gzer ena bin yomer ota bin yomer doesn't stop at 12 months like you might think it would. Loy plug, it stays also forever. That's how you would think of it. Rav Moshe thinks it's not correct. Rav Moshe thinks it's as if two different gzeres. The gzera ena bin yomer ota bin yomer, that gzera expires after 12 months, and after 12 months there's like a different gzera of gzera after Yud Beis Chodesh ato kodim Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, why does the merchant want to say that? The merchant said that to say that gzera after 12 months is even weaker than the gzera ena bin yomer ota bin yomer, and therefore b'makom hetzed meruba you could allow someone to use a kli that hasn't been used for 12 months even from other yisurim. He says, even though the Chacham Tzvi doesn't say that, the Chacham Tzvi says he's only talking about Chometz. And even when he says about Chometz, he only says about the Di'evet. That's used the Chachila. Rav Moshe says, but you get the point here is that after 12 months, it's lower level, it's not a regular Drabbanan, it's a lower level of a Drabbanan after 12 months. So therefore, you could be Mekel in special cases, like the Makom Hetzed Meruba or things like that, but if it's after 12 months in ways that you would not be Mekel if it was just Ein Ben Yomer. Okay, so Rav Moshe in those shuvas wants to say not just for dishes that were fleishes you want to use for nuchas, things that were completely trace, you want to use them for kosher, and you should be allowed to use them even lechatchila if it's after 12 months, if there's some kind of special hefsim ruba, takana sashavim, and all the other things that Rav Moshe wants to say with it.
Well, he's not a ma'isa matter though. I think he told us in that case.
He is. Rav Moshe is with enough tzirufim. Rav Moshe says that it is mutter. He doesn't say it by itself, but with other tzirufim he says it.
And one of them being to be magal three times.
Well, magal three times. What I'm saying is, but the point, I'm not talking about that side of it. That was a different discussion we had once, is that how come Rav Moshe needs more tzirufim and less tzirufim? We talked about how come he sometimes lets you away with less, in this case, sometimes with more tzirufim, sometimes less. That's what Rav Shachta has a pshat in it. We talked about that. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. He's saying is, but even though the Chacham Tzvi says, I'm only being mekel for Pesach, and he has a whole question why it's only mutter for Pesach. And even though he only matter b'di'evet, Rav Moshe is saying you can use that kulav after 12 months, even for regular Yisurim, and even l'chatchila. Okay, and Rav Moshe says, I know the Chacham Tzvi says that it's only for certain Yisurim, but really, that teaches us that after 12 months, the Yisur is on a different level, and you could be mekel even for other Yisurim in the right situation. Okay, and therefore he has tzirufim to say that he feels this is the right situation to be made. Okay, and in fact, a lot of the achronim who disagree with the Chacham Tzvi, including like the Bnei Brodim, who thinks that doesn't agree with it, say in the right situation to make the Bnei Brodim in Hanhaga Shalav initial says that like the Mokum has to rub it to be Zayin B'chanit. Okay, I know a lot of people who don't agree with it, but in the right situation do agree with it. Okay, so there's really a few levels over here. The Chacham Tzvi said after 12 months. For Chometz b'di'evet, the kli wasn't used for 12 months, and b'di'evet you could use it on Pesach. You could use it, and have it used on Pesach, b'di'evet, the food is kosher. That's what he said. That's the only case he said was mutter. And like the Chacham Sodom said, like, the Chayotim said like that, he brings this in that b'di'evet after 12 months, if you didn't use it, and it was Pesach, the food is mutter b'di'evet. That's like at least the lowest level of kli that there is, even though, and that's the Chacham Tzvi. Others say that maybe it's even in more cases, to the point that people like Rav Moshe are saying, even by regular Yisurim, and even L'chatchila, in the right situation, with the right Tzirufim, a person could be maybe some on this thing, and those truths of Moshe are rather famous. I'm saying those coolas that he has, and it's very lamaisa, especially because his tzirufim are things that are reasonably common, things that cost a lot of money, and takon sashavim, and things like that for people who are bali tshuva. If I could just pause back to the din for 1 second. Here we're talking about the Rama said a chumrah that a person can't, and this is Rama talks about this also. Rama said something that's just a chumrah. He tries to say, the chumrah we're going to say that Ein Ben Yomai is also on Pesach for the Evan, and therefore in Tafan Fai, he says, therefore the food is trade, and over here he's saying, therefore he can't kasher. That's what he's saying as something as a chumrah to be choshesh shalom sheetahs. The Chacham sees is saying that it comes out of kula from that sheetah, since Lamaisa we're not. Since Lamaisa we are machmir and say the food is usher, therefore when 12 months comes, it enters a new level on the food. Then
I lost that question though. Why is it because the enemy is usher to make it mutter? Why does it depend on that? I missed that stage.
Okay, why does it depend on why? If
why is the Chacham Tzitzit only matter by yayin and not because it's Ein Ben Yomai is usher, so therefore it's you do the mutter.
Let me see if I got it straight. I'm not sure if I have it 100% straight. Let's see if I got it. He said, if the food, if the kli is usher,
Ein Ben Yomai is Ben Yomai.
So then
they don't make a difference if they chayidish. That's what's hard.
No, the other way around.
If there's no limit.
No, that's how we said. No, the other way around. If the kli, because that's not, because by kli yayin, it's also Ein Ben Yomai. He says, if the kli is mutter.
Ein Ben Yomai is also awesome.
Oh, is that what he says? Maybe you're right. So if, if by kli yayin, that Ein Ben Yomai, there's no gzera Ein Ben Yomai, also Ben Yomai, there's no gzera, because it's also by itself. There's no gzera to make it also. So then we come to a new time, a new thing to be master of the thing, which is after 12 months.
Right.
So we say, okay, it's after 12 months. That's more than we came to that cool.
Right.
But if we have something that
so there's no limit.
So then
we have to finish.
Okay, maybe. Something like that.
Okay, so if it's a gzera, there's no limit. There's no limit. And this time, we have to limit to a certain amount of time. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's also a mutter.
But they didn't make that gzera, because it's also anyway.
Right. They get to be a chodesh in the matter. It's not a chodesh in the matter. It's a chodesh in the matter. To go to
use that,
turn around,
and
make
it. So on that part, I don't remember who asked they asked this question. So they say it's not. I don't know the answer. I'm sorry. People ask that question. I don't know the answer.
Why by yain is also.